mind.
Please don't take this wrong.
Girl, don't you
say it. I've been thinking maybe I should take my time.
Welcome back to the Soul for Ignorance podcast. I'm your host, Trey Lamont, and here with my people, like always, I got Jay Liago.
Well, you got some little oomph in your voice today.
Yeah, a little shot. Bull Rossi.
Hello.
And the host of the Purposely Problematic podcast, the Tang Kang, the Cuban Link God. Josh Fry in the building.
That's a crazy introduction.
Josh Fry in the building with him.
I just can't be Josh.
My no, friend, bro. Why you want to be regular?
My friend from college.
What's going on, man? How y'all feeling, man?
Hey, pretty bro, you good. Consider us your friends from college?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Y'all wasn't that long at all. Yeah. Okay. Y'all came in, hey. I'm like, all right, let me cool. We're going to get the fuck up out of here. But it was what it was.
Shit, even we was, that we wasn't, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Nigga was in the dorm with the light off. Like, ticking.
That's about tournaments, though.
Well, that's a fact.
That's nice little setup. Oh yeah, the futon.
That was
in
legendary.
Yeah,
yeah. Everything in that bit that the RA said you weren't supposed to have.
I never really sat on the futon for real or laying on it. Just too many bodies on it.
I think I may have twice.
Yeah, you mean like bodies just like people visiting?
Both.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I took it another way too.
Hey, you take
it. Nah, bro, I got my own bed, bro. I'm just gonna chill up here.
Niggas getting crazy on the futon like that?
Boy, right? I don't know if I should.
I used to wear my nice clothes over there with Chinese women. Y'all don't do me like that.
They had some big girls laying on the futon one night. You know where I was at?
Y'all were saying they.
In my bed. They was like, look. Hey, they was like, hey, bro, come down here.
Yeah,
he
ain't trying to put it on you. I ain't going to bring up your old cases.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna hot boy. But nah, definitely. That was, by the end of the year, the little metal backings was busting out of shit the best.
Damn. Oh yeah.
That's 2013, y'all, some disgusting people.
Yeah, was that 13?
Was it? I feel like it.
Yeah, that was 13, 12, 13.
That's crazy.
More young people than mine.
Damn. I got introduced to y'all.
I never forget that shit. I started sneak that nigga. I didn't know who that was behind Jay. That orientation. Man, what this nigga walking so close to my nigga?
He
like, hey, bro, this my friend, bro. I met him on the
Jag train. Bro, that nigga, bro, he dead ass just started walking with me, bro.
You should have invited him.
And come to find out, bro, he was telling this nigga that we was weird, and I was telling him that this nigga was weird. I was like, bro, he cool. He a little weird, though, but he cool, though, bro. Bro, he told me he went to Satsuma. You know how them Satsuma niggas is?
That's crazy,
bro. No, it's crazy. I didn't know how Satsuma niggas was.
That's crazy.
The first it's a common,
bro, I didn't know how Satsuma niggas was.
It's a common misconception about us, I feel like.
Bro, I just assume, you know.
I don't know what they expect, but we never meet the standard.
I knew a Satsuma nigga. I just ain't know he went to Satsuma.
Yeah.
That's a Dookie guy, man.
That's saying like nigga. Yeah. Same thing though.
Dookie was cool though. Dookie cool as hell.
That's why I know.
And congratulations, Dookie.
Yeah, congratulations, Dookie.
Yeah, congratulations, Dookie.
And everybody in the world, ugly people get married too.
Yeah.
So,
no, keep whole life. Like I did know who Dookie was because we played them.
Yeah.
That nigga was hitting that cone all goddamn night.
Yeah. Mm. Well, like I said, congratulations.
Are you talking about baseball?
No.
Like,
basketball.
What's the misconception of
Satsuma? Yeah. I don't know. First, I think we grew up real comfortable. It wasn't that.
Hey, that's a fact.
Like, I had a house that was on bricks. It had air conditioners hanging out the window. Like, the house belonged in the hood somewhere. So it wasn't that. Dirt road, all that. It was.
But you're right.
Hard times. I came up.
That was the misconception about Sat Summer niggas, because I promise you.
Yeah, they thought we was just all Air Postal shirts and Mike, Toyota Camrys. That's not it.
Mike said that shit. He's like, damn, bro. Y'all niggas think since we from Sat Summer, niggas ain't bought it. And he got mad because I told him.
Nobody finna just chomp me off because of where I live to handle me any kind of way.
Yeah.
And that's number one. But I think they just think that we was like, fishing with the white boys and all that shit. Yeah. Like, it wasn't that. We never saw them outside of class.
I definitely was losing respect when I worked up there and I just seen, like, students leaving school on four-wheelers.
That's what they did.
I was like, what?
They even go to Subway they like, immediately.
They was like, toilet paper in the neighborhood trees. And
the that's what they did.
Outside, like, how are you so funny?
That's what they did homecoming. Uh-huh. Got to, it's crazy, but...
You mess around, even if it is 8 Mile, you running one of them, them folks show up, they gonna pull that fire on you. Mm. Ain't that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Think about it.
It was safe now.
I like that shit away, dog. Them folks don't play down there.
They pull that 12 gauge on you.
Big 12 gauge. No pump.
What you do?
Hey, you know what's crazy? It's Mr. Wood saved me.
Hmm?
Mr. Wood saved me.
From getting, like, shot?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bro, Mr. Woods, bro, he was solid, bro.
Yeah.
Like, he probably the most solid principal down here. Because Woods always looked out for me.
Mm-hmm. And then he let me skip.
Hey, straight up. He helped me, the damn janitor tried to get me in trouble. And Mr. Woods cussed his ass out. He was like, man, go clean some shit up or something. I was like, that's why. I'm talking about chumping that nigga ass out. He was like, man, what the fuck you doing? Lay him back.
Go clean some shit up. Uh-huh. Nigga, I'd have been so salty grabbing a mop. Fuck nigga, I'll be talking.
I'm going to do what he say.
Shit, I was with Jarrell and me, Jarrell, DJ, and Jermaine. Huh?
Doo-doo?
Uh-uh. Nah, Jarrell, they got killed.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, he had snatched his ID back and told him, he's like, yeah, nigga, clean some shit up, nigga. Chop bitch ass.
That's a big cultural difference. We grew up 10 miles from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a whole nother thing for y'all. I don't even think I have it. I can't think of a black teacher for real.
You can't think of no black teacher yet?
Nah, for real. Like, it was like little sprinkles of black hair now, but...
I don't think I've been in that so much more than goddamn 30 minutes.
Nothing that changed my life or a teacher. I'd be like, yeah, that was...
I feel you.
Mr. Watkins changed my life.
Straight rode through that shit. Mm-hmm.
Didn't you go to Sat Summer with that nigga?
I went to, like, Sat Summer and Sarah Lynn had it. They played at Sarah Lynn. Oh. I went to the game. I went to y'all rival game.
Not rival.
That's what they were calling it.
Cause they like 4 miles from each other.
But let me, the school had just started. Like, it had just been built. High school rivalry. This their first year of
seeing each other. I don't know, bro. That's what they were calling. Michael calling it.
They was calling that shit because of proximity. Goddamn. Like, nah, that's the closest school to us.
3.8.
It gotta be smoke.
Bro, we borrowed somebody's car to drive out there. And I was like, damn, bro, niggas really be lending niggas their cars. Like,
yeah. I guess so.
Put some gas in there, I'll let you go.
All the way to Satsuma. Anything is possible. You feel me? Oh, he got to confirm that. I can't confirm that for us. God damn. God damn, man.
You getting drunk for the 100.
Hey, man. Hey, man. You got to feel good. I'm sorry. I'm just happy y'all came to work.
I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dallas nigga wasn't gonna show up.
Nah, not about you.
You know, just the versatility of the cast that makes me jealous.
I'm starting to feel like Trey Budden. every week. I'm just gonna come in here be like, you niggas are fine. And you better not start a new show because I'm gonna sue you.
Bring Vu back.
Bring Vu back.
We
That's a sick slogan.
We need more Vu.
That's an ill ass slogan.
We need more Vu on them motherfuckers.
We need Vu with this.
Put that drone controller down and bring your ass.
I need it. That's my boy.
Yeah.
I gotta talk about it. Hey, that's my boy. Our boy is creative. Our boy is creative and trying to make him a way But damn if it don't be some questionable shit coming out of that drone.
I love to see a drone commercial coming.
This nigga hit me when they put the footage up.
I'm like, hey, you see your boy getting these from the sky titties? I love it.
Nah, when you tagged me in that picture that day, the photographer had the girl leg up against a fire hydrant.
Yeah, I was like, this your boy.
He was like, he's like, I would never. You ain't too far, nigga. You'll try to make a poodle or something. You'll find a way to freak it.
If he could, he would.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be from 700 feet in the air.
Mm-hmm. I don't doubt that at all. Damn, man, y'all want to get into new music? Y'all listen to anything new? I know some shit dropped.
Yeah.
A bunch of Michigan niggas. A bunch of Michigan niggas.
Oh, do my trick now? He put me on some Michigan niggas the other day. I ain't know who this nigga was. I just thought 42 Doug and Eminem and Big Sean that was up there.
Damn, that's a hell of a gap between niggas. Look at
I don't hear about nobody else. You usually hear about the up and coming niggas from other states.
Royce the 5'9 ain't got nothing out right now. That's crazy.
Yeah, him too. But I was just talking about the newer niggas.
I don't know. What's new? What's new out?
Snow Allegra drop. Her project.
No, I ain't listen all the way through it, but I mean, she sound nice enough.
Yeah, it sound good as hell. Mariah the Sanders, I don't know if y'all know her. She pretty good, though.
Shit, Tyler.
All of these
that shit sound.
Nice. Yeah, that shit still like 3 weeks later.
Tyler the Creator.
Yeah. Me and fuck with
it. That nigga had young boy in that whole singing.
He been out of there since Goblin, man. This nigga.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
He like, I tried Cherry Bomb, but it just wasn't fucking with me. Oh,
nah. He ain't never been nobody that can, like,
grab you.
Yeah.
Nah, I'd fuck with him.
For real?
Probably the last 4 albums, I'd say.
Nigga got 4 albums?
You deep.
You just blew my mind.
The last 4, I could fuck with him a little bit.
Damn, I thought
that's when he started getting away from it. When he started getting away from that distorted, weird sound and shit, and started getting more in his little 80s R&B bag. That's when I started fucking with him for real.
Hey, I just straight up.
Because don't nobody else make shit like that right now.
Yeah.
What Chance the Rapper been in? He don't rap no more.
Not after that last album.
Yeah. Not if he gonna talk about his wife.
G Herbo shit.
He need to change
nice
his
too
name.
To what?
Chance the Second Humanitarian Chance or something. You can't just be Chance the Rapper. We ain't gonna get no music. Chance the Community Assistant or something.
Yeah, the Community Assistant.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all listen. You listen to G Herbo, right? That nigga shit nice. 25?
I checked it out because you recommended it. It was straight. It was good.
It's just a lot of niggas dropping that I ain't like. Mm-hmm. They don't really grab me.
Who do you listen to? What's
new? I started listening to somebody because of you.
Who that?
Ziggy.
Oh, that nigga straight. Yeah. That nigga straight.
That's local though. I don't know if that's gonna.
But yeah, it's
still. Yeah, but he and shit. Who else I been listening to? It's another nigga from Birmingham, the Yevo, however you pronounce it, him. Mm-hmm. Shit, I be listening to Lil Baby all day. That damn cadence got me. Everything he does. Lil Baby. He don't miss.
Da Baby? Da Baby or
Lil
Baby?
Da Baby. Da Baby still put music out?
Yeah.
It's the same song from 2 years
that's
ago.
That's why you don't think it's new music?
Yeah.
You still think it should?
It's the same song. It ain't Baby Jesus.
They ain't the one with the SpongeBob on, the blow up on?
Yeah. Yeah. I be listening. Everything Lil Baby dropped seems like it's a. Except for that Kirk Franklin shit. I don't know what they were doing.
I think he just got arrested in Paris.
Yeah, man, they said he had like 20 pounds on him.
They said he had like 30 grams. Nigga had a little bit
of
a
lot. You know, I don't know about my weed measurements. 30 grams, 20 pounds.
My nigga went to 20 pounds.
Same shit. Man, I don't know what the fuck James Harden doing. He don't need to spend no more time with Lil Baby. Then go to practice. You getting kicked out the goddamn playoffs every
day. James Harden look like he been at a monastery.
You seen this? Hey, man, that man living in life.
I swear.
Yeah, he is.
He wearing fancy clothes now.
Is that what that is? Uh-huh. He had the nerve to be looking crazy at Kanye sitting next to him at whatever show
you
they was
in. Nigga shirt, the white motherfucker?
Yeah.
Whatever that?
I don't know, bro. I would have been looking at Kanye kind of crazy, too.
But Kanye was sitting next to him and Baby.
Kanye looked like he was breathing hard.
Niggas in Paris.
That nigga like he was sitting
there. He had a mask on, but the mask looked crumpled up.
That nigga had one of those Django masks or something.
Yeah, like he pulled it out of his pocket. That would look crumpled up.
Have y'all seen that post? Like, it's a Facebook post of what they say is relic slave shoes. And the slave shoes look kind of just how...
Like the new Yeezy.
Yeah, and I was like, man, this nigga Kanye sick. if that's what he doing, this nigga sick.
Nigga determined to make a
I was looking at them all, I was like, damn, those slaves were fire out there.
Yeah, slaves was dripping.
Them was going crazy.
Oh, man.
That shit too hard.
That's why he said slavery was a choice.
I'm about to say, damn.
You're not gonna make sense of that.
We forgave him?
You're trying to have another.
I think we forgave him. I think the world let him slide on that one.
Man, when he got that money, they let his ass slide.
Huh?
That nigga smiled a lot of shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think when he meet a white woman, they're gonna be like, all right, nigga. Mm-hmm. All right. You better give us a goddamn late registration, too.
He gonna blow y'all. He gonna lead a white woman, bring out late registration, too, try to fuck with Tracy Ellis Ross. Y'all wonder what the fuck?
What college term he gonna flip for late registration to?
What college he gonna wear for the whole
re-enrolling?
Re-enrolling
gonna go crazy.
Bear got gray hair
and three kids.
Yeah, he on probation with FAFSA already.
Three kids, all named after cardinal directions. They just gonna go crazy.
Southwest.
All it.
Naming babies after metric units.
Kanye a sick nigga if this shoe thing real. I know he probably that looked like it's in his Google search.
Just right, like, yeah.
Slave shoes.
Be drawing about
that. Yeah, yeah. Every time was crazy for you.
Speaking of people feeling like slaves, Drake is feeling like a slave to his famousness. He can't even do the fly date without being interrupted by.
Why
Google's
he thought
drone.
He was getting that off? Not Vool's drone.
Bro, that nigga was a helicopter.
Yeah.
Bro, imagine that. Just hopping in your shit knowing what
flying over the stage.
I want to know what kind of camera, because the nigga whoever camera it was so zoomed on Drake's face, you can see Drake is upset. Like,
yeah. Like, you can see her turn to him, and he look at her, he get more visibly upset.
Apparently, during that date, he was shooting at the girl, Bia.
Over
Bia and Nicki Minaj was on the live together.
Yeah.
And you know he gonna comment here, like, comment troll.
Oh, yeah.
And so Nicki Minaj said on the live, Drake just texted me and said, be a cute.
That's nice.
While he on the date in the stadium with the other girl.
Damn.
This God, nigga sick, he's a savage.
He is, bro. He is. He's flying weapon
ass. I don't know.
Is that the 20 pounds?
Yeah, so he's shooting that old girl while he on a date with another girl in a baseball stadium. You know how much money you gotta have to be like, hey.
He really just.
The Dodgers off today?
That really just. That's some rich nigga shit he on right now. Cause he just took all the homies to an NFL stadium and they celebrated him being artist of the decade, though.
I think they just get
imagine that, though, bro. Just like buying some shit out just to be that alone.
Yeah. He bought that shit out. The season is in.
He could have bought a restaurant to be alone in.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Like, man. You had to get somebody to cater that shit, and they had to walk through the stadium. A big ass stadium delivered two steaks.
It wasn't even like they was in the center of the field. They was right there by the dugout.
That girl didn't want to go to third base. But he going to work that into a verse about going to third base. Like at the third base, it's coming. And that's going to be fly.
He had the bartender there. Bartender, he probably hired him for 48 hours. He rolled around with Drake making martinis and shit.
I know the last thing he thought was finna happen was a motherfucking helicopter fly by and take a picture of his ass.
He's straight though, they ain't hit him with the spotlight. They could hit him with the spotlight.
How many other bitches text him?
The spotlight would have made it so much worse.
Serena hit that nigga up. Serena hit him up like, damn, you ain't never take me to tennis court.
They would be at Wimbledon.
Nothing.
I would never want to be that famous.
What? That you can't get no privacy?
Yeah, that's weird. I still want to be able to do regular nigga shit.
It's like, how you even know?
Nah, this is completely irregular.
Shit, nigga, I want to be able to pull up to the gas station and buy some Rellos.
Yeah.
I
forget.
Nah, I get them all delivered. I ain't
going to
bullshit.
Yeah. Shit, I hop in the car.
Like that shit.
On my way home, stop at the gas station and be like, let me get these Rellos real quick.
No, but I know he thought he had his privacy in that moment. Mm-hmm. So next time he gotta rent a dome.
Yeah.
How that close
think,
up.
How would you think
he gonna be in New Orleans in the Superdome?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that shit costs, bro. I don't know what it costs.
In season.
It's baseball season?
Yes.
Why do you know that?
I
You ain't just sat down playing no baseball.
They playing. They probably had a game that early that afternoon.
Imagine them rushing the game. Lie, yeah. Like, hey, we got to wrap this up. Drake got a date tonight.
Say, man, because I used to play in high school.
Look at that.
I would never set you up like that.
Oh, you used to play in high school?
Yeah, I played. Trey played for
48 hours. Like two games?
Nah, it
was 48 hours.
You ain't make a game.
Nah, I ain't make a game.
Just practice.
I showed up at the game, though. I had the batting card. I like, you next.
Nigga did everything to get the jersey away that Friday.
I gave this nigga my cleats.
Damn.
I bought some nice ass cleats, gave this nigga.
He straight gave me his cleats.
I'm doing a lot of
things. And then I gave my cleats to Nidra.
Got fully prepared.
Mm-hmm. Went to the academy, like, mama, I need them.
I joined a lot of teams.
I think she was so proud of you. You crushed her heart.
She's not usually doing team sports. She know I don't be fucking with team sports. She was like, oh, dude, I can't believe you're trying this.
I can hear on the phone.
Couldn't wait to tell my dad. She's like, you had to catch one of your son games.
Who on the phone hype you up? On the phone. You know how they love to tell everything.
Tell him I said
you gonna play baseball.
Girl, he done got off that game. Next thing you can't do nothing because of that game and that phone, man. Yeah. Anything go wrong in the house, it's because of that phone.
That shit, I was in the house with a stolen high school headset trying to record and shit. Trying to record on Waka Flocka beats. You should have heard my old Let's Do It remix.
That's crazy. Please let me hear that. Because it's somewhere in a Yahoo email.
It's somewhere, nigga. Oh, damn.
Hot, man.
We was talking about Drake. I forgot we was talking about that first.
Drake just needed privacy. I don't know how you gonna get it though. It's just cause you like the biggest hip hop artist ever now.
That's kind of
fly.
That's
too fly.
He the new Michael Jackson?
Sir.
That's a flex.
That's too fly. She must have told him something from the jump. Like, she not with none of your funny little
guys. It ain't nobody in the world that attractive to me though. Like, if I had that amount of money,
you know,
that wouldn't cross my mind.
Would you do something fly like that?
Hell no. No, no,
if you
no.
could afford it.
I've seen Drake's house. His house should be a date. Like, there's no reason coming to my house should not always be the thing. Now. Yeah. It's like monkeys and pools and shit. There. It's so much shit to do.
Basketball court.
I'm not.
A strip club. That shit look crazy.
It was the Dodger Stadium, too?
Yeah.
No, I ain't going nowhere. Matt Johnson just have his hands on all the time. Just not even.
The shit they clean and cover with ain't killing that shit. That's what you're saying.
They ain't got no vaccine for that shit.
Nah, well, yes, they do. But you gotta have a bag to get to that moment.
Yeah. Speaking of vaccinations, Juvenile re-recorded.
That shit was an ad. I was watching videos on YouTube.
I'm not mad at that shit.
Yeah, I'm not.
Because I figure. If some good money came behind that, and that bit low key slept.
Like, I thought it was the original for, like, when I first listened, I wasn't paying attention to it.
You heard the little skips in it, they tried to freak it. They tried to freak the intro.
They was playing with Sarai. I was waiting for Wayne to come in, like.
Oh, but you had a lighter flick?
Yeah.
A lighter flick would have took us out of there.
Yeah, that would have been it. But, because I've been hearing a lot of people, because it's supposed to be some new strand out or whatever, and the younger people are getting it, but I just still don't see myself.
Getting vaxxed?
No. I just.
Not going to vax that thing up, bro.
Hey, I got vaxxed that thing up.
First of all, y'all niggas not going to say vax that thing up.
Vax that thing up. VX said, you want to go and smash some dude named Scott?
Hey.
Go get the shot.
Vax.
Then he bit his lip. Man, I'm upset.
Some freaking shit.
Nah, but. One of them companies that came out, it was definitely killing people or making them very sick.
The J&J?
Yeah.
Johnson.
I just don't see how.
They put
like,
the baby powder in that shit.
Nigga.
They put the baby powder in there. That shit took our grandma.
That top.
That shit took
that top
a third
was,
of the world's grandma.
That top was tearing their ass up at the church.
Somebody a class action settlement.
Yeah.
There was so many people in that shit. Everybody bought one crock pot.
Not a
real crock pot.
Nah, they done upgraded. They getting them goddamn them steam cookers, them pressure cookers, goddamn.
Hey, I was trying to find out my shit, but I got my card.
You vaxxed?
I'm vaxxed.
That shit a flex now too. Yeah. Be like, let me get my vax card out.
He'll worldwide stuff or something.
I swear, I got to.
He go worldwide.
Yeah, you know I'm vaxxed up. motherfuckers not even like getting like STD checks and just went straight to vaccinations.
Yeah,
she ain't straight up. That's crazy.
Ain't nothing about that in the songs. You just went straight to get the COVID shot, and then you can go fuck how you want. Like, what we gonna do? STD is not still a thing.
Hey, that's your avenue.
What's my avenue?
You gotta make songs about getting tested.
Who do? Me?
Yeah.
Why you
don't do that?
Nigga trying to make me logic.
They
trying to make me the new logic.
No, I don't see how people sign up to be the face of like, man. I'm living with herpes and it's.
Imagine me.
Like,
you know what? You should do that.
What?
We'll produce you.
No. You can
be the face of Planned Parenthood.
I'm already the face of too many things.
Hey, straight up.
You can be the face of Planned Parenthood.
Nah. From what I heard, the pieces ain't hitting like I thought they was. That's sick.
That nigga got a warrant.
I got a small action lawsuit. That episode of Georgia Brown gonna go crazy. Me and you talking about that shit on there. We going viral.
Yeah.
Nah, but I appreciate Juby getting that bag though. Mm-hmm. The longevity of the song alone.
Yeah.
Nigga, that's 99 and it's still relevant. 2021, you did your thing. Yeah. That's a smash.
20 plus years.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
Little girl that middle school dances right now. And it's finna just lead into the next generation.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Let me find that jewelry to cause a teen pregnancy.
Not me finna throw a Plan B commercial in there.
Furniture. The nigga was building furniture around Christmas time.
I remember that.
You know that? Juby was building furniture. That's what he was doing around Christmas time.
My boy was down bad like this was
home. No, that's just the new business he had.
Oh, okay. I hate when niggas put their hands in too much stuff. I've been seeing a little post and be like, Master P is what y'all think. Jay-Z is. No, Jay-Z is really.
He's still Jay-Z.
And nigga, like, y'all stop saying that. That you sound stupid. Jay-Z is like.
P go crazy, too.
Yeah, it's not the same. We talking about, like, a nigga with a millions of streamers on the app. And nigga got, like, some good potato chips out. Like, it's not. It's not.
At the Puzzle Wall,
my nigga. Yeah, and I appreciate it. He got some ice cream coming out, yeah, some noodles. Jay-Z probably finna buy a baseball team sometimes. Like, what we talking about? What we talking about?
That nigga Jay different. That nigga gonna work a flip. Cause that nigga bought that title shit, and he been selling a third of that shit every 2 years for the last 10 years.
Nigga keep selling a third of a third?
He keep selling a third of a third, getting this a couple nigga, hundred million every time.
It's a merch coming with that. I sell a third of a third.
Nigga don't even own it no more. Remember when he first came out, he had all the artists up there. He had J. Cole and everybody.
Right, right, right.
Like, yeah, all of these artists own a piece too. Nigga, he left them. They just like, hope y'all have fun with that.
From what I read, one was like, a $4 million investment to $40 million made. I was like, P ain't made no $40 million doing too much of nothing.
Shit.
I'm pretty sure it's the money, you know, the Romeo Honey Mustard's probably bringing in a cool.
But I mean, like,
but nigga gotta stop saying that shit. That shit sounds crazy as hell.
It can't be because they started selling them hoes at Walmart. They weren't even ringing them up right.
Man, I saw them.
I mean, y'all still gotta respect Master.
Oh, yeah.
And no disrespect. I hope it don't come off as disrespect, but. Stop.
Like when you really look at that shit between if you think about up north niggas and down south niggas,
right? Like, his bag different from a lot of niggas now.
You know, it's two different type of bags. You feel me?
Right.
Like niggas down in the south really got to get out the mud.
And that's exactly what we talking about.
Yeah.
I think down here it's a lot of hesitation of what they're saying. They hesitate to get in bed with white people. But Jay don't give a fuck about getting in bed with white people. He don't.
He was over there with Russian oligarchs.
That nigga Jay gonna make the bed for the white people. Like, hey, this the bed we're gonna be in. Right here.
He stayed trying to teach us a new word. I had never heard oligarch. What the fuck is an oligarch? Just a nigga with a
got mad
by
him trying to flip that aisle shit to a triple entendre, though.
Yeah.
Nigga, aisle and aisle are not the same.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you get this shit out, though.
Yeah.
But Dame, though. Dame got the cookies.
Dame don't even own them cookies.
Damn.
Them fun cookies.
I won't be a part of the Dame slum. I like Dame personally.
I like the mindset.
Yeah, he's charismatic.
I like the mindset of like never having a ball for none of that shit, but
all the time I hear about him is like him talking shit about
working class people.
About his situation and the beef and shit.
Yeah.
Nothing
else. Last time I heard, he was like, we cool. He just know the type of shit about the working class now.
Yeah, he always look shysty to me.
He do.
The character profile just look shysty.
Like Cameron's character and Peyton fool to you.
How you look at him. Bald and shit. Like.
That's funny as fuck.
Or that one nigga that's in all the hood movies that was always doing dirt.
Junior.
Yeah.
Don't even know nigga name.
Don't even know nigga name. Nigga get stomped out and don't be menacing. That nigga.
Yeah, the nigga from Junior Bachelor Party is also a nigga that killed Kane in Menace Society. So he's always been a fuck nigga for me.
Yeah.
That's a sick.
He would have to be a Marvel superhero for me to even change my perception on him.
That's
he
a sick type case.
He can't even do that. That's who that nigga is. And the way you're going to tell me you're saving the white women.
You'll always be Ebenezer Salter. For the rest of your career.
Ebenezer
Salter. That's crazy, man. It's crazy how niggas play that one role and then they just be.
And that just be their
pay. Trust Lawrence Fishburne since he put the thing on Tina. That nigga been slammed ever since. I know you taught Akilah how to spell.
Then the meme went.
But.
I see
it. And live forever to this day.
I feel like he looked at his daughter like that when he saw her first piece of film work. You know, Lawrence Fishburne's daughter, the did porn.
I was, damn, it's crazy to like, be like, show me right now.
Well, me, that just happened to have no skin.
I got a link I can send you. What she built like?
Matter of fact, if you go to this page.
Hey, bro, if she remotely look close to that nigga, though, I can't watch it.
Hey, be like, if you go to this page on Taste It Black.
I know niggas not searching Lawrence Fishburne's daughter on the XXX. That's
it
wild.
They definitely was.
That's crazy. What she look like?
Her daddy.
If she look like him, that's it. And I can't do it.
Hey, man.
Even if she got like a little gap, I'm over it.
Let me see.
Tell me she be talking to you like a boys in the hood.
Nigga Trey acting like he typing it.
It's in
the bar.
That nigga, man. Bro, you know when you Google somebody and they pull up their name, birthday, and then they picture right here?
Uh-huh.
Guess what her picture is?
It's the picture of him.
That's the picture Google has. When you search her name.
What went wrong with his money that she was, this was her avenue she chose?
She just went fucking with the second matrix.
What the fuck?
Like, man, I just told you not to do that one.
I know that he got to have a big bag of money sitting up. What made her want to jump into this?
I'm so mad she got an IMDb page.
What's the relationship between them two? What's their relationship? They is strong.
I don't think it was strong when she first started in the industry.
Maybe
she just like the fuck.
You can like the fuck like off
camera.
What's
that called?
Maybe she like the fuck and want to get paid for.
You can also do that off.
I went to her IMDb thinking maybe she did like a documentary or two.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of them.
Fatty's Rhymes and Dimes 14. Wow. What's the rating on it?
7.2 out of 10.
Oh,
yeah. So my judge finna watch that tonight.
Guess who the director
was? If it's worse than The Matrix, I ain't gonna look.
Director and writer, Brian Pumper. Starring. Who the fuck is Flossie? That's a nigga named Flossie.
Look what Brian Pumper out here producing. Niggas don't never take that money.
That's her regular.
It's literally giving me Raising Trey.
Yeah.
And boys, nigga, like,
that's crazy. Come look at this billboard with me. Oh, that's sick. What about I don't even know how to segue from that. Wendy Williams been tripping lately. That's all I got for you. She's been tripping lately.
She has been tripping.
Outside of little TikTok thing. It's something else.
That's her job.
About the TikToker, the dude that died.
Yeah.
And she introduced the topic.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
I think she.
What she said, because I ain't look at it.
She basically introduced the topic all fucked up. Like, it wasn't somebody that passed and it wasn't supposed to be, like, a sad moment.
She was like, he has more followers than me.
Yeah, more followers than me. Like, 2.5 million.
And then she looked them up and down and shit, like. Like, what's special about this nigga? That's basically.
Then at the end of the thing, she was like, "Yeah, he died." And then all those followers.
But everybody, damn. But everybody was laughing before she said that. Like, they ain't know what to do and die because she ain't portrayed that way.
Then that's
like,
fucked
yeah,
up.
Yeah, he ain't with us no more.
Ooh, is there something else going on outside
of that? Can I get his page?
Is something going on outside of that that you been doing?
That and they took the thing with Tabitha Brown, but that was like a week or 2 weeks ago.
What happened with Tabitha Brown?
She basically was speaking on Tabitha Brown's marriage, saying that it was going to fail and it wasn't going to be about shit no more because now she retired her husband and she was paying for everything. When you start paying for everything, it goes downhill. And Tabitha Brown calmly and politely got her together.
I'm sure it was a beautiful
it was clap. Eloquent. It was eloquent.
Her husband retired recently.
Tabitha?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she just
so retired. They've probably been married for a very long time.
Yeah, yeah.
She said he supported her for 15 years as a police officer.
Now she's a
that was the deal
well-known social media face.
She got seasonings that sell out in 40 minutes.
It probably is time to chill out like a nigga.
I bet he heard that shit like that.
You telling me you making this much Tabitha? All
right, baby,
I could have been fat my black.
He like, you ain't never got to work another parade.
Damn, he a city worker? Tabitha Brown husband being a city worker is hilarious in my head.
You know they be out there.
You know how disgruntled they come home.
Policing.
So her being that nice is just the reaction to that nigga come home pissed off every day.
You know how he's probably working the Macy's Day Parade. He was on a horse getting chafed. See, like, you come on home, baby.
Stealth behind shit. That shit, no, that's not it.
Help me count these checks coming in. Cause she said,
I appreciate you, Mr. Brown, for them 20. How long they been married? Probably a long ass time.
Yeah, like 20. Like 15. Plus.
Now I'm thinking, like, damn. And I hate to think this about Tabitha, but I'm like, that box fire. And man, he just come
you
with
ain't
that. I didn't want to get it out like that, but yeah, I was like, damn.
Why you coming after the fact?
I was
starting this.
You know how like
we supposed to start with a box fight. We went supportive and then went nasty.
You just built up.
Yeah, she's still all that because I'm thinking that.
I'm like still building up.
Five box with her personality, like if she like that.
Yeah.
Like in real life and just understanding and calm, collected woman and can talk to y'all. That's a good mix of things to have in a woman. No disrespect, Miss Tabitha.
She talk like that, I'm gonna goddamn accomplish all my dreams.
He ain't have very many dreams though. Yeah. If that's the woman that was by his side and he was just city worker.
That's crazy. Off of Wendy. Well, I was gonna say, I don't think Wendy acting like that because I think she know her time finna be up.
Is it not up? Is the show booming like that?
We don't know. Nobody's checking the ratings.
I need to know. She might be the top dog though.
I don't think so.
Because ever since they got Ellen the fuck out of here, for whatever reason, I don't know. What did Ellen do?
Your boy on the way though.
Who?
Nick.
Nick Cannon?
They giving him a daytime show.
Oh, shit.
You
don't
watch that?
On Fox.
I feel like...
On Fox?
Fox, he getting a daytime show.
Republicans gave him a show?
They gave him a show.
That's
mm-hmm.
some Steve Harvey shit.
I don't know about that.
Why not?
Because he already... They just gave your ass your last job back.
What you mean?
And he is the most replaced nigga. And it's like, he be on placed. Some shit.
But he's always being placed, though.
But then be replaced.
The, I don't know. I'm kidding, though, for real.
He's always took like, a bag. I respect that. Like, but I don't know.
Not even off the drumline shit.
I'm gonna tell you, Nick Cannon is what y'all think Steve Harvey is.
Nigga, that might be. What do I think Steve Harvey is?
I don't know.
I ain't never in my mind just thought of Steve Harvey be no top 10 nigga ever nothing.
Nah, Steve Harvey a coon. He a coon.
Damn, I think that's his personality
that's so
though.
Harsh.
Man, he is.
You don't think that's him for real? Like, that's just his...
Man, nah. I'm just saying, like, when he was on doing the little shit with Monique, man. Yeah. And I was just like...
That shit rubbed me the wrong way. That's how he was telling her. You know, that's when Monique was, like, coming under fire for some of his shit. She wasn't laying down.
Can't trust
he was basically in her face like, but you know you got to be this way with these white folk. Why you just won't act right for the white folk?
That can give me Steve.
Yeah. Through the mustache. So, you know, it's a little muffled.
And when she said, she was like, he's supposed to be my brother. That's what she told him. Like, he's supposed to be my brother.
Came up together.
He seemed like the type of nigga though, ain't nothing getting in the way of that bag.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Whatever it takes. So
like then,
yeah,
nigga blast them white folks. I'm gonna let you do that.
Can't trust his ass.
And the nigga was
like, hey, he's like he a sheriff or something.
Nigga, like, these white folks got me never paying for a suit. Steve ain't paying for a suit since he started hosting Family Feud.
Yeah. He wear them hoes out the building like he came with them. He show up in wife beaters. Mm. And they be like, yeah, I'm gonna wear this motherfucker.
He showing up in gym attire, dressed at the studio.
And then walking out with them.
That's sick.
Low key, he got to, bro. Them hoes be fitted, too, way too fitted.
Man, you can't just get back in the car and
he'll ride off like that.
That old nigga, I know he don't unbutton that middle button quick enough. He sit down, he gonna pop that
Nike tracksuit.
That nigga got 7 jobs. I know he ain't just popping and changing clothes like that. There's some sweatsuits going on somewhere.
Sick.
I wonder how you feel about Future right now.
What you mean?
You know, Future's got little jabs at him. I wonder if he thought. Like, he probably addressed it. Oh, really?
Steve, he was on the Future? Radio talking. He was on the radio talking about,
hey, Steve,
if you hurt my daughter, I'm gonna come and hurt you really bad.
No, he did.
With my mustache and a hatchet. His quote is, you hurt my daughter, I'm gonna come hurt you on the behalf of my family.
He gonna be out there looking his crazy ass, kind of pimping.
I'm gonna put on my tactical suit
straight up.
Well, for real.
So you gonna put on
Future tactical. Has Scottie Pippen looking crazy out here. Like,
everybody has Scottie Pippen looking crazy. Contract had him looking crazy.
That's funny as fuck. Yeah. Michael Jordan had him looking crazy.
I felt so bad for him. My heart just went out for that nigga, bro, because he was so talented.
It's all good. His book coming out next. He said he finna tell the truth.
Uh-huh.
I know the truth now, nigga. They were like, we finna get Mike all the money. And you gonna get what's left.
Like, straight up.
Nigga. And in the Future, a nigga named Future gonna take your bitch. That's crazy. That's
hard, bro. Tell you what, let me go to Bel Air and Scottie Pippen and Barnes & Noble's doing the signing.
I'll get this signature.
Little kids probably run up and be like, aren't you Michael Jordan's friend?
I'm like, hey, I'm gonna run to the Cinnabon station. You want some side? I got you. It's on me.
He deserves something like that. He deserves him out to pay for his meal or something. Mm-hmm.
Bro, that shit crazy, bro, because he was really one of the greatest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's crazy.
And he was just overshadowed.
Like, uh-huh. And then Mike put out a 6-part doc and they were like, yeah, they ain't get that nigga nothing. That's wild.
That nigga asked him shit, they just started getting emo.
And goddamn, a rapper making music about your wife.
That's crazy.
Like, it's just like literally, it didn't matter. It don't matter how good you is. Once your name is just,
I'd be pissed.
Once you a joke, bro, that shit done.
Not if a Future to be a mumble rapper, it seemed like when he got to them Scotty balls, he was like, he finna clearly say.
Cleared his throat.
Scotty be calling the phone wild. And I was like, hold up, nigga. I know he ain't said. You ain't just straight up.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, it's pretty much a bar. He was like,
Scotty calling
the phone. He said, picking up the, Scotty called the phone, I be picking up laughing. And I was like, hold up, nigga. Why you say that so clear?
That's fucked up.
Then you got to
reference. Oh, man, that's some old shit. That's like some,
if I'm
like Scotty, Purple Sprite shit.
If I'm Scotty, I'm more angry that y'all doing me like this and Rodman get out here and act like how you want.
Hey, for real.
Rodman is out here befriending North Korea dictators and shooting at Lil Nas X on the regular. Y'all don't say shit.
I
try to keep away from
Rob. Weird nigga, bro.
Yeah.
I had to. I'm sorry.
That nigga different. I'm
best
friends with Kim Jong-un.
Not no more.
I was telling the other day, don't bomb Chicago. It don't deserve that.
I didn't write a book. I'm going to read it.
If you write a book, Scotty, I probably
read it.
No.
Scotty fucking
I mean, Robbie.
Yes, sir.
I probably. If you do the audio book, if he do the audio book, I'm definitely going to get it.
Crazy.
I'm on Audible. Audible. 2 free listens. I need the first 10 chapters.
I'm gonna wait to subscribe.
So after I had dyed my hair lime green and purple.
This the Future, man. This from Future. Watch this.
Oh.
Fuck your baby mama like Kourtney Kardashian. Scotty called my phone. I be picking up laughing. You not saying that. You not saying that to me. Ever. I'm a 6-time. You're not saying that to me. On a hit single.
Damn. One of them bars coming for Steve soon. It's definitely one of them coming for Steve soon.
Oh, shit. He's Future already? He said, tell Steve Harvey, I don't want him. Nigga, you said this on the song 42 Doug? You could have kept this for a single. Not a feature.
See,
definitely gave that man the song some love. He knew what it was
going to
do, too.
Yeah. That man took off with that. Just off that line. We was like, we got to listen to this shit. Then that bitch ride when you go listen to it. Mm-hmm.
Steve Carr told him, I've been daddy for them 6 months.
This ain't none of La Vida at the goddamn.
I almost spit that shit everywhere.
That shit hilarious.
Did you throw a Marjorie bar in there? Oh, Steve gonna lose this shit. He gonna call Nephew Tommy, all of them. D.L. Hughley, whoever got guns.
Now I'm bringing up.
Because D.L. look like an old rock star now. This nigga like, he was part of Guns N' Roses.
That nigga be wearing leather coats and shit.
You know? Make sure to bring out some of them free man niggas he never gave an opportunity. Scoot have been waiting on his chance.
There's a nigga in the back somewhere named Peebo that got there and get busy.
Scoot on GTA. Scoot on GTA. Yeah, they chance.
Yeah.
Diddy.
I'm on bullshit. First time I played GTA and that shit came on the radio. Mm. Yeah, that nigga made it.
Yeah, he made it. Nigga get a little 2K11 feature in the middle of the game, and they be like, yeah, that's it. We on the up from here.
Royalties,
shit
right?
Going back to GameStop next year. That shit over.
Yeah, when I got Dove Edition, I heard goddamn rims real big. These niggas got the bag. That's the only song I wanted. That's the only song I wanted to hear.
Come on.
Nigga, my box Chevy ain't whipped right if I ain't hear that song while I'm in the
race. That's funny as fuck.
I was whipping El Camino's, the big timers.
That's the shit.
28-inch alligator rims.
Not the alligator.
The alligator. Nigga blow the bag on the alligator. You can't buy nothing for the engine.
Car slow as fuck.
Slow, nigga. Talking about doing weight distribution.
All to the rims.
Oh, shit.
All the rims
up. Damn, man. Speaking of games. Off segue today, it's crazy. Shakari is not doing the Olympics. She's not allowed, I guess.
You know, fuck the white folk.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
You know, we ain't gotta spend too much time. We spoke on this, but how y'all feel about
it? I saw an interesting little take, and I forgot what show was on ESPN, but
she gonna still be.
It was a black dude, too, and he was like.
Yeah, y'all know how I feel about it.
This nigga.
Look at you.
He supports Shakari. Yes. And all her recreational purposes.
But I saw a dude on someone on ESPN. He was talking about girls in Jamaica that have ran faster speeds than her, and they were like talking like she just got it, like she was a shoo-in for the win. Mm-hmm. But it's like two girls that got faster time than her from Jamaica. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, they must just ain't want America to get that big, because I know them Jamaicans over there blowing it down. Mm-hmm. Like who do the random drug selection at this mm-hmm. shit? That shit crazy.
Yeah, that's what
it
was for real.
Somebody, and that's okay.
Somebody said I would have brought your car to you pass.
They looking for some shit to fuck up.
I wonder how they drug test is now. Is it like watch? Yeah. She can't nobody pee in a cup for and shit like that.
No, I was thinking.
Y'all ever failed a drug test?
No.
No.
Not for myself. See, people come to me for the clean piss. So I always got it for him.
And what you sell a leader for?
Nah, it just be like it's like them little Walmart travel silicone.
You pissing a leader?
Nah, I can't do
that.
I'm
giving two lines.
I was about to say, I ain't been able to get a
you got a pipe.
I didn't even get that much off because I was 18, goddamn. But I be selling like little silicone bottles. I mean, Nick came and got some one day and he called me back like 2 days later. He was like, nigga, I failed. I was like, what?
Took that ibuprofen.
Yeah, nigga said, bro, you been taking Lord Tabs? I was like, I damn sure took a Lord Tab for my back. You know, a nigga
product.
Was heated at me. He was like, I need up for FedEx. So I'm like, it's nigga. So many other delivery companies.
Nah, that nigga just fed up.
FedEx ain't nobody's number one choice anyway. Nigga, you work anyway. We're going to get you on for Amazon or something.
I like how fast you move past that you move to them silicone joints. How about you sell them hoes for?
I be trying to get 20 for that.
All that day's work.
Yeah, it'd be like I go get the styrofoam cup at the gas station and fill that bitch up with hot water and drop the silicone in that so it keep the temperature.
That shit come with instructions.
Yeah, well, it's the full system, right? Like this, my little piss emporium, I run this.
Piss emporium.
It's pretty established. Like, yeah, it's hot. Like, niggas know I don't smoke, so niggas always be like, hey, man, like, I'm start charging you, nigga. You niggas getting good jobs off my shit.
That's a ball.
Fries, you're emporium. It's great.
Yeah.
If I gotta get another job, I'm gonna come fuck.
Yeah,
you,
bro. Because I plugged in. I ain't off them edibles like I was a few months ago. So.
I'm almost ready to start my version of that business.
What's that?
A piss and board.
Oh, you clean?
Almost.
But yeah, it's
can't
not.
Trust it. Can't trust.
But you crazy? It's been about 3 weeks.
But you heavy, bro. It gonna take you like a month and a half.
That's gonna start putting niggas half.
That shit on your bone.
Damn. Bro, you gonna have to exercise and sweat or do something.
Hey, that shit gonna be out here sitting there cut. My shit cut, goddamn.
Trying to put water on
my shit. Got bacon sauce.
Mix it with little you pass with
something
that.
Like, you gonna be the reason why niggas
I got
be
that dirt.
Why the doctor gotta come back in there and be like, oh, we gotta redrug test you.
Yeah, drink but this water time, and watch. Come back in 2 years.
Don't bother me, I got that dirt.
Come back in 2 hours.
Talking about I'm good. I fuck with you, bro.
Yeah, but this one just wasn't for me. Yeah, man. Much shit. Love to Shikari, though, man. Shit, staying on that. What's the tennis girl name that Cordae go with? Naomi
something.
I was about to say
I don't know
what her shit is. She not competing. What? Because paparazzi is not taking her mental health into effect. So
this motherfucker been famous for a while. Is this a problem now?
But when you the top dog, I guess you can just drop out of everything. Like, fuck it.
That must be that Asian side. Cause I Serena ain't never had these issues.
I'm definitely gonna get my bed.
For what you talking about?
I'm not gonna drop nothing just cause of some bullshit. No, yeah. No, I'm gonna get the money first. I'm chill out for it.
You a nigga who struggled.
We can say
niggas gonna goddamn.
She not competing in
the money come first.
I don't know. Anyway, always as big as happening in tennis.
Okay, so even if it's like a grand slam, she's a fool.
She ain't fucking.
Nah, I'm not gonna talk in her business like that. But yeah, she a fool. Anyway,
fuck that.
I'm like, goddamn, you up next already? I'm not finna miss no competition based off no goddamn.
You know who's looking first?
Who that?
That nigga Cordae. And nigga like, I ain't planning to drop another album for about three.
Yeah.
Three summers, nigga. I was gonna chill.
That nigga got a company now.
He do. I heard him on Earn Your Leisure. He was on the
what is next high level or some shit.
This nigga popped up.
Yeah,
man, I'm so sick of this nigga.
Hey, hey, how you doing?
Damn, you pregnant as fuck.
Hey, you glowing though. You glowing
four more
though.
Days.
What up?
Miss you.
Hey, because you late, you don't get no chair with a back on it. Come sit on this stool.
That look mad uncomfortable.
You gonna sit on this stool right there. Some
pressing issues.
What you call him? You say he was the what of the group?
Beyonce.
You say you the Beyonce. Nah,
man. Chain of white here.
They say, don't take your stool. Be cool on your stool, bro. Nah, ain't nobody in there. Hey, you be careful on my flow.
Right. Oh, I see. That's what happened when she came. When she came in, she didn't think it was right here.
Yeah, yeah.
So she stepped in.
Yeah.
Who is she? Didn't think it was right here. Nobody told me it was right here.
Yeah. No. We were just trying to figure out how you fall. Did you come in late and then see the switch was here and step back some?
He said, "Don't talk no shit about me about presence."
Yeah, yeah. Not her presence. And then act like she's not here.
Tell them what happened.
This I put my foot down.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
My first step into the bathroom, and I guess it was a pretty big step because that first foot hit that piece of wood and it slid underneath me.
Yeah.
So I didn't have time to turn the light on yet.
I'm sorry. You called us. You called us in between renovations.
That's
okay. Well, we good now.
Nigga had no construction tape up or all that time.
Nigga had a flashing light to go around and around.
Good play.
I'm so sorry.
You get some money out of this flake house, nigga.
Hey, man.
Nest you some money out there.
Nigga got no insurance.
Huh?
My woman took a fucking high.
How y'all pretty much done?
I mean, we you know, that's we got a freestyle. It ain't nothing, bro.
It's a 100th episode.
It is, man. We did shots.
That shit just, I'm sorry.
That shit do look good on
me. It's the first blackout Pacino nigga I ever seen.
I just look at it, I'm like, I need to take care of myself.
I'm trying to tell you niggas, bro. Moisturize.
I had a question for y'all. The usual question people ask is, like, what celebrity death in your lifetime hit you the hardest? But I want to ask something different. I want to ask, what celebrity nastiness, like, affected you the most in your lifetime? Like, when you were like, damn, he did that shit.
Eddie Murphy.
Charlie Sheen.
Eddie Murphy got some nasty. Yeah. Hold on.
What did Eddie Murphy do?
When he was getting caught with them girls and trans.
He got caught with who?
Trans victims.
Transmissions?
Eddie Murphy got caught with
them? When the fuck that happened?
Yeah, that was a rumor. Like, you know.
Oh, that was a minute ago, yeah.
Yeah, that was on. Oh,
well, not you, yeah, I'm gonna say that. I thought they had pictures.
Wasn't it like,
I don't know.
Wasn't it a rumor like Eddie Murphy and Johnny Gill was like a thing? Like,
what the fuck?
Oh, the whole Richard Pryor shit.
Yeah, that was wild.
What,
I don't think nothing been more like more a bigger issue than the R. Kelly shit though. Like, that shit huge.
Oh, dang, I ain't lying.
The R. Kelly shit, man, it's been a part of comedy, music, everything for at least. I don't even know when it originally happened. Like, the P video came out, but that was seen like 15 years. That shit led up to that Dave Chappelle shit. That shit is classic.
The P video wasn't that so classic because you could tell it was real. It was like some real, like, somebody hid the camera as, like, one of the girls was like this, like, I'm finna kill this nigga.
I don't think he had that video.
Oh, he had popped up.
Yeah, that was a camcorder.
It looked like
personal.
It looked like a nigga with all the money didn't know what camera to buy when he went in Best Buy.
Nah, that was just camera quality back then.
That was old vibe.
The only thing that could have been better would have been like a sitcom camera. Yeah. Like, nigga, would have had a Family Matter camera, that shit would have went off.
Yeah, that nigga had a real camcorder.
Yeah, that camcorder with the date in the corner. But I think more, like I said, the Dave Chappelle shit, that episode of Boondocks. That, so much shit came from that situation, bro.
Especially if you realized that shit was wrong when you was young.
I don't think we realized that then.
I did not realize.
We realized that was wrong getting peed on. Yeah, we didn't realize the context of like the being peed on shit. By a grown man.
The jokes and shit was the jokes. Yeah.
But like, I
was definitely in middle school to my... Turn your face into a toilet seat. I'm a pissing your food. Like, I'm getting that shit off. I ain't think nothing was wrong with that.
That's funny shit,
man. That's right. Then we find out, like, with the word statutory men and all that, you're like, damn, it's a crime crime.
Oh, yeah. It's
a crime crime.
This shit got benchmarks and started.
Motherfucker, that shit on DVD, just a white front. It wasn't nothing other than
bro, had the fucking R. Kelly tape. On a fucking VHS.
Niggas had that bitch at the barbershop.
Yeah, like how they had the movies. Like,
I got that.
You seen that R. Kelly?
Yeah.
And nigga, but that's why another reason I think it was wrong. Niggas just be like, hey, bro, you seen it? Like, that shit was like on the on ESPN.
Well, that
kind of
how they did. That kind of how they did Kardashian shit though.
You know what that
but
was?
It was on a different level.
See, but that's damn near porn. That's two grown consenting people.
Yeah, I
get
different.
This was supposed to be our boy. I feel like the community passed that shit around like how you would show evidence in a trial. And then we all looked at it and they were still like, nah, man, that nigga good. That nigga made chocolate.
Niggas didn't even focus on that. They be like, you saw them the next scene when he was eating the girl ass? What? Hey. They look like Eve.
Them niggas say, damn, bro, he going on tour. We see when we watching him?
I will not bullshit. I did not think that was a crime, baby.
Bro, I did not.
I didn't know that was
a crime. This how you did. This how you.
What was watching that shit? Like
how you referenced the Ray J and Kim shit? We did not look at that shit as a crime the same way we looked at this as not a crime. But now in adulthood, we're like, damn, nigga, wow.
I was fucked up.
Real fucked up.
Well, see, at that point, ain't that kind of how we knew we let R. Kelly get away with some shit?
I knew as an adult.
Just started, like convicting him in public opinion. They just started that shit. That nigga been rocking for 20
years. Post Me Too.
They been free R. Kelly, all that
post
shit.
Post Me Too, bro. Goddamn.
But yeah, Tiger was out here plotting on Lil Cali. Tiger was out here plotting on Cali.
He was paying them grown parents to sell their kids to him. They ain't sell their soul. They sold their kids.
Same thing. Damn, in the same vein.
You sold your offspring? You sold the legacy.
For a check every month.
It was probably lying to themselves, like, yeah, my baby gonna get a recording contract with Robert. That's what this was for.
That shit crazy.
And they see how that went with Aaliyah, yeah. Yeah. Nigga married him, fucked on him for a little while, then made a plane crash. It's a sick nigga.
Sick individual.
He got something to do with that.
Little do we know she's still alive. He just got a locked up somewhere.
Hell no. Nah.
It's over with.
You say it real freak nigga.
Look, how old? Now that y'all locked him up, y'all feel proud of him.
How old was she when she passed away?
Bro, what if that nigga would have said?
She was younger than him.
I gotta y'all, see how old she was when she passed away.
Y'all, what if that nigga would have said when he went to trial, I know where Lee at? Would that have changed the game up if he would have been like, I know where Lee at right now?
What kind of manifest ass shit?
Real shit! You've been watching. Right, right now, you saying he not, right now he was at trial, he's like, I know I'm guilty, but I know where Lee at.
Nigga married her for 1 year, that nigga was sick.
And I bet soon as she got legal, he was like,
22. Yeah. Was 22.
Oh, that way tough for him. Crash the plane.
So we're passing the Bermuda Triangle right now. Do you
then he had competition and nigga Dame and Jay-Z was fighting all and shit. Like, hell no.
You stupid.
I'd be damn if I lose it to a Rockefeller nigga. Crash the plane.
He wants to crash the plane. I didn't even know that until the little movie.
Them niggas a little sick too, man.
That's why they start putting black boxes in the planes.
Why?
Cause people were crashing planes, planes were going missing, and you ain't had no evidence of that. Mm. The black box give you information.
Deeper, darker.
Yeah, record everything.
This podcast going under when the goddamn dark web get on.
We still don't know.
They know the truth.
Nigga randomly started texting me with their online name.
Reset simulation.
Yeah, exactly.
So we already talked about my boy Bill, huh?
Nah, we ain't talking.
Oh, I came right in time. You know, I'm waiting for this one.
Damn.
So.
Go ahead, Trey, before I let you lead it.
I heard Puddin just went on sale this weekend.
This man crazy, man.
I was at Publix 2 hours ago. Puddin
on sale.
Puddin at Publix was buy one, get one free, baby.
You making a joke, but I don't put that past Bill. He already come out, he got a special coming, he finna go on tour.
Already? He got a sweater picked out?
This this nigga finna do a tour of nursing homes and shit.
Hey,
he can come on stage and do the little look back thing he did. they gonna erupt off of that.
They said he left the jail like that looking back at R. Kelly.
That's funny.
That shit, R. Kelly, oh, that, like, I told you, bro, when you get out.
Nigga, I told R. Kelly in the piss planning the next talent show.
I'm talking like, about upset.
I think it's some serious enough, like, nigga got railroaded in some of this shit. Like, I don't get that nigga Robert no slack, but Bill, it's some railroad went on. It's some,
yeah.
It's some like.
Even though
like,
he said he did it.
I believe he did it. I believe he.
But we feel like it's too late to get that crime.
No.
I don't know for sure.
I don't believe he unknowingly was like them women was unknowingly taking these drugs.
Yeah.
I believe it's like plate of drugs when you walk in this house.
I believe you.
But I don't believe nobody was being forced off the coffee or none of that. Like y'all came over there for drugs and good time. This nigga, they had on cool sweaters. You know what to expect.
He wasn't a real doctor though, was he?
He was wearing Ralph Lauren's clothes.
Is Bill Cosby have a PhD?
Yeah.
Like,
I doubt it.
I was
thinking that's the Bill Cosby.
I doubt it.
It was just crazy that he was a doctor at Bill Cosby and he had all the drugs. So I didn't know if he was that.
That's Heathcliff.
They said he was acting like he was the doctor.
Somebody, he first got locked up. They did say
that. They tell the people to come by his cell so you get a checkup and shit.
Bro, he was giving them checkups with no prescription, no nothing. He just like... Yeah, you seem like you got a heart murmur. Just try to take it easy.
Not him prescribing pudding at the guy.
He ain't got no stethoscope. He just putting the ear to a nigga chest.
He's talking about you need to get them to put 2 snack packs on your books, all right? Get out. How many snack packs I need? 4.
Nah, I fully believe Bill was facilitating the drugs. I don't know if I can.
I don't think as much force was being put into it. You know what? You know what just like went away? That T.I. shit about... Mm-hmm. Them
should
women. That
should
just disappeared.
Know why?
Because
he went away.
Who?
T.I.
I see T.I. on TV every other Thursday.
Doing what?
Just running reruns of his old family.
Oh, well, that's different. I'm talking about new shit. His podcast stopped. I don't think he don't do nothing but tour with the kid. He's just trying to make
him and the money.
T.I. was still like fooling around. in this relationship?
Huh?
Like having people come into the relationship, like to have sex with this girl?
I'm pretty sure they've been doing that since day one. And but all the allegations just went away.
Nigga, Tanya got silver eyes.
She got silver eyes.
I fully believe she like a fun girl every now and then. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
When 25 motherfuckers pop up on a Thursday though,
that's different.
What if they role play when they do it?
What the roles is?
You already know.
What?
A victim.
we got a question.
Oh, about that.
Yeah.
That show.
Yeah, then I was asking the group and I was like, what the fuck you talking about?
Oh, okay, man. So
there's
a Netflix show called Sex Life, and it stars like this married couple, but the wife is kind of just experiencing some postpartum depression. Mm-hmm. And the question is, she's fantasizing about an ex that she had that made her think about her old life, where, you know, she was enjoying life, enjoying sex, all that good stuff.
And
she's writing about it in her diary on her computer. And she goes to tell her best friend and, like, you know, consoles to her best friend, like, this is what's going on. This is how I feel. The best friend has been having sex with this ex that she's fantasizing about.
So this is like the best woman.
So...
The
question is,
would you be upset?
Would you be upset at your best friend if you had just told him, like, I can't stop thinking about my ex. I want to get back with him. I can't do anything. I'm writing about them in my diary. My husband found out. What do I do?
Not a diary.
And
she goes over to the friend's house, and that ex is there. They have just had sex.
Okay.
I want to hear Johnny.
Okay.
Lead the way, buddy.
The question is, would you still be upset because
that's the huge question?
There's so many variables though that go into it. Like, how long have I been in my new marriage?
You got two kids now.
They have been married for 7 years.
The statute of limitations is over on that.
It's over with.
Like, if you dated somebody 7 years ago, I'm going to slide on. I'm promise. I don't care how close the friends we is. If I want them and I see them out in public 7 years later, I'm slide. But she can't be mad at that. You in a whole marriage, you can't be mad about some old dick.
And she wasn't really mad.
And see, that's how I feel. I feel like when you marry, any relationship you had is void. It don't matter. It don't matter if your mama got with him. Like, it's over with.
Another variable that come into it, if it's the child involved,
they had a child, like, with your ex.
Their previous relationship, y'all had a child, and that's like,
this was
my baby mama's
gotcha,
deal.
I got you.
That could be sticky.
Yeah, I can get that.
But
that ain't the scenario. The scenario is you mad at your best friend or not. I mean, in reality, she wasn't, but she was a little upset or felt some type of way because
you can't feel no type
her best friend, way. What you think?
I would never be mad because we not together, so.
That's how I feel. Yeah, I think you already gave me an answer, but you want to get people to answer?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. A marriage, like, that far down the line, yeah, I don't give a fuck.
I would only be mad at the fact that you told the best friend, and the best friend didn't tell you right then, like, actually, we've been together. That's what I would be mad about.
If you...
Because,
like,
they had been
all that shit
they,
you was writing about.
I mean, if anything, when we talk, I'm gonna be like, boy, that shit crazy, man.
That's how she was.
For real.
I'll be like, boy, I know. What you about to say, Trap?
I said, me personally, I tell you, like, how he said, like, it was my baby mama, like, I got kids and shit.
For sure.
Yeah, it can't be.
Yeah, it can't be tapping
like
that shit.
Yeah. Well, I guess what she has to know is, like, okay, say the person was coming in, like, damn, I missed such and such. That pussy was good, and you fuck, and you fucking on him.
And you ain't lying.
And you got to.
I swear to God.
You got to be like,
you got to be like, let me stop you, bro. I know what that thing is for.
Hey, all your journal entries, they true?
Yeah.
I concur. I concur. Would I be mad?
Yeah.
I couldn't be mad.
See,
yeah.
I can't be mad.
Even if I wanted to be mad.
I couldn't.
I couldn't.
But would y'all be mad at the fact that you just said that, but instead of saying, Well, he's over here right now, or like.
But who gonna say that? Like, we.
I can tell you. I don't know about that one. But I might have to ponder.
But between niggas, like, niggas is different than females.
That's true.
How many times you know somebody and slid on somebody you used to talk to, and then that shit don't even cross your mind? Like, damn, this nigga coming behind me. Nah, you be like, oh.
But I'm saying, if it ain't your old lady, your
baby mama, your wife, or nothing like that, everything, but you and that person for free game.
It's like one of us. You know what I'm saying?
Like niggas know. You know that's cold, bro. You don't slide on your.
Are we talking about a best friend though? Best friend make a difference. Like that one of my niggas I be seeing sometimes. No. But like my closest nigga, like my nigga, he can't be sliding on my ex like that.
But you married and this is over with.
He can't do that. Not my best friend.
He changed it up.
Because in my mind I'm thinking just a nigga I be chilling with.
Best friend.
No.
The best example would be if you and Kayla split up. You got married.
Listen back.
Hurt.
And he don't do me. No. Don't do me. That's not close enough. Our relationship's not close enough. If Jay. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Me. I can slide.
This is the thing though, you're married. That's what I'm
saying. It doesn't matter. Yes, it does. Your best friend, every woman should be off limits to your best friend.
The only person that
should anybody you had like past like a love feeling for, your best friend should slide on.
I can tell you,
a nigga you see like occasionally at the barber shop.
And it's on everything I love. If me and this girl right here get married one day or whatever, and Trey slide down on somebody I used to talk to, I would not honestly give a fuck.
The last person you was in love with before.
Yeah.
I would not give a fuck.
That's crazy. You are super secure.
I'm with you.
You are.
It ain't even that.
You are super secure.
If we are done, we done.
That's cool. That makes me think about my nigga in that time though. Like, oh, you slid on her? I might need to watch you around wifey too, cause I don't know what you're capable of anything.
You can be in the kitchen touching my
Like, why he like the cornbread that much when she cook it? That cornbread don't even be hitting like that.
But you said it though, it's a statute of limitations, right?
Right.
If me and my girl have been married for a set amount of time, break it down like this.
So you and her get married, right? 5 years into the marriage, y'all get divorced. You move on and get married again. Your ex-wife, Trey can slide on.
That's crazy. But the thing is, bro, that's still falling in the same category as wife, baby, mama, yada, yada, yada. If this nigga
not my close homeboy. I'm saying, let's just say
it's cold, though. Like, I ain't gonna ever slide on this nigga. None of this nigga, like, ex-wife.
Right, right.
Baby mama.
Person, you are fantasizing. You want to be with them.
Why y'all trying to push it, though? Like, if y'all don't give an answer, why y'all trying to push a different answer?
I don't get it. I say you should. That's just how I feel.
They're basing it off the TV show, though.
Wife, baby mamas, that shit is off limits. Off real.
But the ex that I ain't been with and I'm married, it's over with.
Bro, I don't care.
I mean, I hear y'all. I respect it. Not my best friend.
That's what I'm saying.
So you agree you said not your best friend,
Not my best friend.
You agree not your best friend.
Not my best friend. I can't do that.
You agree not your best friend.
If it's not the wife or the baby mama, spin the block.
A nigga, I see
you. What you say? Not the best friend?
I'm not mad.
Not the best friend. Jazz, you in this. Not the best friend.
I don't double back, so I ain't tripping.
Take them off all social media.
How many years has it been?
It's been seven.
7 years, but you were with that person for multiple years, and it.
The shit is, bro, we not the same people.
It was the best years of my life.
That's a lot of time. You the same nigga all that time.
Like, can you sit up there?
I can't hear what
you're saying. That kind of scares me, though.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. What's the question?
Okay, so there's this movie, or show.
Excuse me.
And it stars a married couple, and she's going through she's it sick, and though. Wants to get back with this she's ex. Sick, wants though. To leave she her husband. Postpartum depression.
She the problem.
And right. she calls her best friend that they've been best friends for multiple years before she ever met her husband during this ex. And she says, I'm thinking about leaving my husband. I miss this guy so much. I can't stop thinking about him. And she has got that same man in her house at the moment she's calling her to tell her all this.
Once he comes in, yeah, true.
She's been married to her husband true. 7 years. I said, because it was your best friend, and because when you called them, they didn't say, like, well, we've actually been messing around.
Trey, you ain't gonna expound.
I think that would be
the time.
It ain't us.
If it ain't the wife or the baby mama, spin the block.
That's crazy. Your best friend?
Yeah, just like.
I'm stuck on that.
Just like, well, we've been talking or like.
I agree with that. Like a heads up. Like, you my partner.
I'm trying to see
what you my partner. You let me know.
Yeah, she goes over to her house.
Cherries to go a long way. I would appreciate that.
It's 7 years ago, though.
That's how
you just
have me up
about it.
Nah, man.
We just started fooling around like a week ago.
That's how niggas gonna think.
You applied 7 years ago.
But
I'm saying 7 years ago.
That probably ain't even the case.
Now y'all really gotta go check this show out. It's crazy.
I'm gonna go look here.
Yeah,
I saw a weird clip from it today, so I'm not that interested.
Oh, yeah, you saw a weird clip?
Yeah, from it today.
Like, I don't know, like when I be done with something, I be done. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, I just don't know. Like,
you don't never check another man about your chick. That's all I gotta say. You check your chick.
About that true. Scene.
Yeah, that we ain't gonna spoil it for the people.
Niggas.
Please, I ain't gonna go out.
Niggas be needing to get checked sometimes, too, though.
No, bro.
Your girl not always the issue.
If we're in a relationship,
yeah. Oh, okay.
If it's
like your close partner, you definitely can bring some to him, too.
Like, what's up?
You say you don't never check the nigga, you always check your girl. But if it's your friend, you could definitely.
I'm checking you up or wrong.
But that's what I'm saying. If your girl wrong, you know, take some nigga that you don't even know about, you finna go find that nigga and check him out. You finna go take care of what? Because that nigga, you know, that's different.
Yeah, I don't like that. I ain't like we talking about that.
Yeah,
that's
what I mean. Yeah.
Nigga threatened to kill me the other day. nigga wrote me and said, get out of the inbox. You trying to get dead by some pussy? And I'm like, you not on her page nowhere. I ain't know you exist. Like, you write me off her page. I still don't know who you are. Right now, you threatening my life. I'm like, I'm going to slide.
Bro. You don't even know what's going to happen.
The whole messages before that, though, she giving me rhythm. Like, as we going back and forth. Then out of the blue, it was all capital letters. And I'm like, damn.
He's
yelling at you.
Right.
I could never do that.
And I was like, you see her replying to me with the flirt. So like, you
fuck with the nigga with the podcast and shit. I can talk too.
The nigga with the podcast.
Y'all don't even know who it is. He gonna be at Rouse's one night. A jar of pickles just gonna fall off the shelf. He gonna.
That happens to me all the time. It's been like when you single, like it's been a single as long as I am, I shoot at pretty much whatever come across the timeline. Look, these I'ma shoot. And them niggas do not like that shit. Like, I was like, she don't, y'all ain't, it don't say it's in a relationship on her page. I don't know.
Niggas hating off on film off his shot taken, not his percentage.
Yeah. Like, taken. Just the taking a shot. Trey Young got here. I'm putting them bitches up.
Right?
Bitches up.
Oh shit!
That's something though. What about you start fucking with somebody, and like y'all fuck with each other for real, and she let you know that yeah, it's some niggas in my inbox after the fact of us getting together that you know.
I mean, then I need to know who it is because that's a snake.
Yeah,
I
strung
out. I know who that is.
That's the time you check a nigga. That's what I thought y'all was.
Yeah.
Like if she come to me and be like, hey, you know this cool this dude right here, and I'm like, yeah, you. Working while I'm with him, she be like,
oh,
yeah.
Yo, I agree.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what she's saying around me like that.
Do you know how I'm talking about?
No.
I don't know what she thinks. She wouldn't even tell. Who is it? I got real deep. I got that damn black snake moan deep. I looked through the facet. Who was it?
My baby woman did that to me one day. She was like, guess who was in my inbox? And I was like, who? She was like, so-and-so. No, she said, guess who I saw?
And I was like, who? She was like, so-and-so. I was like, where you saw them at? She's like, in my inbox. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, ouch.
That shit a dry.
You delivered that shit crazy. It just told me the nigga.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like.
I thought they ran into each other at Ralph's or something.
Yeah. The gas.
I feel like it take a different type of friend, like a type of man to talk to, you know, DM or like sneak around and try to talk to his girl or whatever the situation.
Especially if they know we active, that shit weird.
Yeah. That shit.
You know that's actively my little boo.
That's
don't do
bad.
That.
That's bad.
Oh, yeah, that's
so many females out here, bro.
So many.
Like, I don't know if it's me though.
That's
like, you know,
disrespect, especially if you know me.
Like, if you know me and we done met before,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we done chilled, drank, whatever, hang out. Like, it's over.
Fat niggas got a bad habit of that too.
Catch your ass on that shit.
Fat niggas got a bad habit of that. Like, I got like other fat homeboys, and if they see me dealing with a chick, they automatically assume, oh, she deal with that fat nigga. She'll deal with that shit. On my thought, it happens all the time. She was like, you know him? I'm like, yeah, I know him. She's like, he be trying to talk to me. I was like, I don't know.
Man, you don't be crazy though when girls say that though. He be trying to talk to me. I'm like, damn, how many times are you like, trying?
What's the
like,
attempt
like,
record here?
You just... it's like trying to throw it up there to the heat.
Or something, them... You
know, I be getting mad at her. I'm like, well, why you put so many pictures up every day, bitch? You averaging 4 pictures a day, bitch. It's 4 times a day.
You
say
something.
You turned around in every picture. You look crazy. I'm looking crazy out here dealing with y'all.
That's blatant disrespect.
From the back. What you doing?
I'm hot.
So how y'all feel about that though? Like, if you like in a relationship, not just a little chicky, be dealing with or whatever, but she like, cause some girls, that's just who they are. They like, they gotta show their ass 3-4 times a day.
You know what you're walking into. I feel like a nigga can't.
I'm walking into that.
But let's
I'm approaching you as a single individual. So then when we become in a relationship.
Then she's showing ass.
Right. Who you are single and who you're in a relationship should be 2 different people.
True.
Yeah. So, if you show your ass.
I think that's something that you would see once y'all start going out on dates. Like, if they're not changing their persona.
I think once the commitment come in.
But see, I think, once the commitment come in, it's according to how she feel, though, because I feel like she's still doing it. She's just trying to keep her options open. That's
you want too much attention from niggas for me.
Yeah, if she still.
And you know, I get on that bitch and lock you out this bitch. I try so many password attempts to this bitch will never be open for nobody again.
You won't ever see another
bro,
comment.
I put so many fake passwords. Mark Zuckerberg email you and be like, damn, baby, you ain't even close. You ain't even close.
You don't ever get tired of some of the ones that's throwing bait out there, though? Like, you just
I'm sick of them. I got one specific homegirl. I know when she in a relationship and I know when she not.
Oh, yeah.
So the day hunting nigga over with, them cheeks going up. Eight. She gonna unload the gallery clip just so niggas can be like, yeah. Bro. And I'm like, damn, bro, this sick, bro. You a sick individual.
It's just tough, man.
It's this one girl I'm friends with on Facebook. I'm sure some of y'all might be friends with her. She posts the same pose in the same spot every day, and I'd be wanting to swipe up so bad.
Send it to a group chat.
We see it, sweetheart.
It's back down.
Yeah, like we seen you. It is footprints in the carpet where you stand at, because you in the same hole every day.
Hey, is it like a
fit
pic type?
Yeah, she. It's like it's stopping like right above the knee. She's just trying to show that the cat fat. That's all.
Is she? Is it the same fit though?
Wait, whoa.
It's at a point where I it's Thursday. She gonna have that green stripe motherfucker on.
Yeah,
she throwing up a front pose.
Front. She
for camel toe.
She just started the back.
It's extra thirsty.
She just
I don't mind if you caked up to put that motherfucker up there 2-3 times a week, but showing pussy print.
Yeah, pussy print is when you want to slide up and say, I want to eat that. And don't be like, I'm sick of you niggas always.
Trayvon, I will punch on them bitches out. Listen, ladies, if you show ass and titties every day, you cannot also post, I'm sick of you niggas in my inbox. It don't match.
Yo.
Okay, hey, what a name in the book. The name too ghetto. I can't even know.
But it's at a point. Even my girl, I'd be like, damn, again. She'd be like, again, baby.
That shit looking like Jermaine and Money put together. I don't know what the fuck I just read. Send me the link to the page. I got you.
Oh, it's a personalized Facebook link.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I
got you. If a nigga threatened me in that bitch, I'm out of there.
There's gonna be a lot of threatening
there. I believe it.
Nah, them the type you inbox and she send you her OnlyFans link, like, go to my page.
I'm just saying, I'd be like, that shit was so consistent. Then one day, it was like a 3-day straight, but she did it twice in a day. Like, yeah, it would be the same pose in the same spot, but a different outfit. I'd be like, baby, you gotta wait them 24 hours.
She definitely smuggling hot dog buns. That motherfucker
down there.
Big Garfield.
Me and my girl sitting out like, baby, I just want to swipe up and be like, we see who we are. Put it up before it get a cold.
That shit's polluting the ocean right now.
Yeah. That nigga ain't bit yet. He ain't gnawing on nothing.
That other motherfucker will take care of it though. I'm definitely gonna fly in that inbox after this. Yeah. Cause I know that motherfucker waxed it. That motherfucker boneless.
Gotta be boneless.
Mine doesn't smell like this.
Ready to be eating all the gristle face ass. Damn. Y'all got anything else, man?
Oh, I said that. Man.
What you been at this week, man? I ain't seen her from you.
I got a kid
getting ready for that. That's it.
Yeah, I thought you was just gonna pop up and just be like, hey,
you got to. I was saving it for my pocket, but I thought.
For some chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
And the mac.
Cookies or cookies?
Yeah, that's what she said.
And the mac. You just gotta make sure they get it. Oh, yeah. Look, she said they fuck the cookies. That mac is what I need right now.
Mac and cheese?
Niggas, they like this. Oh, I used to be eating a baby mac.
Mac and cheese.
I want to smoke mac and cheese.
Listen, man. You gotta, I like science. Hey, tell them how to get it.
After us.
When you make that, just give me like a little corner out the pot, out the pan. Yeah, I'll be over there. I know where you live. I'm going to bring my gift in that.
Trey, we can show you easy steps, brother. It ain't number one, two, stay. You just send him the picture. He going to put you on the list. All right, they got to get this by the end of the next.
I put you on my chalkboard.
Look, right.
Chalkboard.
Look, he do like this. Ah, I got another one coming. Trey's already done. You up next. And Trey up next.
Oh, wow.
Look, it's good to have good friends.
I got a side bit on you.
Oh, Lord, don't put me on the chalkboard. I'm good now. I don't even mind. I don't even want the Mac. I don't even want the side. I'm straight. I get the Eddie from somewhere else first. that Eddie come with
that was it, I think that
bad
was.
Wishes. Hey, y'all got anything else? Get off your chest before we get out of here.
Hey, that was it.
That's about it.
Bill Cosby and the other one, my topics.
Nigga, you coming in here on fire and saying pudding is on sale.
Pudding on sale. It ain't free.
That shit gonna carry me into Monday.
That's all I need to talk about. Pudding on sale.
Pudding on sale. A little trap.
He been saying that?
I was on the camera.
That's what he been saying to you since he been free.
Oh, this is the last thing I wanted to say. Did we talk about music yet?
New music, yeah.
Yeah, so did y'all hear the new Blue coming out? The tour that he got?
No, we ain't talking about
him. I meant to talk about Blue, I forgot.
Bro, but you did. That dude make it
sick. I just want to say, like, he's going to be out there.
Even though you got a blue shirt on.
He's
going to be
out there. Quick brown, but
Quick brown two chain
resume. That's
a thing.
Yeah, it's just starting.
That's another tip.
He got a song with Chris. He got a song with Big Sean now.
Like, he got another one coming
out. You really can't top the Drake feature, you know, but the follow the Drake up with Chris 2 Chainz.
Yeah,
he got John Legend on the album.
Yeah.
That's
he got John Legend on that Joker, bro.
That's crazy.
John Legend on what?
On the album that's about to come out.
Can you give us an insider?
That nigga cover art is garbage.
No, you're talking about with the... Yes, I was telling
that shit is garbage.
He giving away $10,000.
He was looking up. It's like, this is a fishbowl.
Young Blue.
He went from Young Blue to Moon Boy. I love the overcome.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Drake went from Drake to, you know, he out now. Like, what happened to Drizzy?
No in between.
Oh, now we're speaking of that. Shout out to Drake.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a snippet.
Look at it. That shit is terrible.
He need to call Jay Vision.
Garbanzo beans, nigga. That shit is garbage.
Shout out to Drake. He the only nigga I know that could, you know, Bae, I can get you a private event at Hank Aaron Stadium, but I can't do it at Dodge.
Instantly in my mind is this nigga won an MTV award.
That shit funny. Let me see. He better win one next year.
No, this not. This not this.
They want a Moon Man.
This is not his album cover.
What is it? September. I mean,
he's like, I know somewhere. I know he sat with Khaled or somebody got real high.
Erase the Drake single. What the fuck is this?
Let me see. It ain't that bad, bro. Let me see.
They look like Bart Simpson went to the moon.
Let me see.
I know it's like
that shit came with a snippet.
And then at first it don't look like he on
that. I hate it. I hate the way his head looks.
You seen the snippet?
His snippet. I didn't care for the snippet.
Yeah, swipe it back. That nigga was with Drake and Drake. He's like, man, Drake told me I'm really killing the weekend. Hey, fuck Starboy.
Look, I'm a moon boy.
I'm a moon with me. It's my time. It's my
time.
Like
his head look, he just like he
it looked like another American Pie movie finna come on.
That shit funny.
And
it's real like this.
Let me see that bitch. Let me see the snippet.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Swipe left. But yeah. Swipe left. Oh, like I was saying with the music shit, but Drake.
I'm not a weak ass graphic.
Y'all see, the dude they finally posted him, the kid whose mom that is, the basketball star, he was at the game.
Oh yeah, I know who that is.
Yeah, Amari, baby.
Yeah, he was at the game and, you know, pat him on the chest and shit. They put a cast on top of an eyebrow.
And Drake, you also sick for, like, hanging with the kid.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. That nigga mom, that's all that was.
Hey. He too old for you to be like, hey,
and for
man.
Him to be like, because if the kid had, like, in leagues with LeBron James' son and shit, he probably gonna be like around a bunch of other great kids for the next few years. They gonna be like, hey, you know Drake smashed on moms.
Well, we not even confirmed that he got smashed though. We just know
this, this the same woman from the Dodger Stadium.
Yeah. Yeah,
fine. If he didn't smash, he's just getting to know. She was a little older, so you know.
They smashed before they left the stadium.
Come on now, it didn't play that.
Like with the they smashed before they left that bit. They went into the trainer's
Dodger
room.
Dodger Stadium, though. How much money you got? Like, you know how expensive that was?
And you know what? We saying that?
They don't even let niggas on the field. Like,
we saying that? That should probably like 10 bands. For real. Like,
that.
Like, oh, the stadium closed. Ain't nobody there. Drake call up.
Hey.
Whatever, nigga. Be like, hey, bro.
Niggas spend more on the table than the bartender.
Them problems, bro. Niggas ain't finna tell Drake no, that's the problem. They just gave that nigga a plane one time. I think they're like, he'll play.
Like, I wanna if Drake had drove, like, if Drake
stupid
was...
stupid as shit, like...
Yeah, one of the guys be late, just pay his fine. Yeah.
Drake coming to an AT&T store, I'm telling you, we definitely...
That nigga need want every iPhone 12 in that motherfucker for the free ski.
He better be at lines. If he ain't no line, upgrading, out of there. Go to the next
poster. Going back when you was like, that nigga be like petty in the comments everywhere.
Yeah.
That nigga is petty, boy. That nigga, Justin LeBoy put up like Drake interview coming sooner than you think. This nigga got in the comments, cap.
He live in them comments. He will not get on the live. Nothing. You know they gonna rob him. They gonna do him dirty in the comments. He ever gonna lie.
Yeah.
How much y'all think Drake, like, if I hit a Drake, hey, I need a feature. How much you think he'll throw it?
100,000.
100,000? That's a little baby features.
I don't think he do features for some of the, like, I don't think
he don't fuck with nobody that ain't.
I don't think he like make niggas pay all the time.
I think niggas that hit him up probably getting if
250,000.
That's
what I'm saying. We got in touch with his management team and said, hey, can we get a feature? You know, I'm an artist, blase.
You thinking about the money. You literally going to have to send him back a fire ass song. Like some shit that he gonna.
Oh, I got what you're saying.
It's gotta be some shit that benefit him.
Gotcha. And then,
so he can be like,
nigga,
hey,
Blue,
I smashed, I rolled that bitch.
For Blue to get the feature, nigga, for Blue to get the feature, DeMarcus Cousins had to be like, nah, he got one.
Yeah.
I know him.
He had to hear that bitch and be like, "This is something. This is something I get nasty on." Him, I don't think it worked like that with him. Now, what niggas can just be like, "Hey, I got 300,000 for the feature."
Yeah,
that
nigga has to naturally select.
Yeah,
naturally select. Yeah. Hey, that's the best way to put it.
Charles Darwin,
chosen one.
And look how good he is at picking them niggas. Like the nigga he picked at least have a hot summer.
Yeah, that is true.
That year at least.
How much that baby cost?
He only do it.
Baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, a baby want 100,000 at least. Yeah. No. He's smoking everything. He don't miss.
Mm-hmm. Is he back from Paris?
No.
Did he get back home?
Yeah, he was on his way.
Well, he had 20 pounds, so I don't know. You know.
Oh,
he got wrapped up in
I thought it was 20 grams.
Huh?
I thought it was 20 grams.
You read that wrong.
Was it 20 pounds?
No, sir.
I just don't know my weed measurement.
Don't let them
in. I'm
fucking say,
Jesus. I'm going to pull you down a pad.
Just get let a nigga that don't know nothing talk. It was like 10 kilos.
What? He had then he had amnesty in Paris. So that's they let him go.
James Harden just walking up through Paris.
Man, they said the prime minister liked Lil Baby music a lot. He just let him go. He's like, just a slap on the wrist. But you can't be doing that.
Look, you can't preacher be doing man. That, bro. You
can't be doing that preacher crazy. Man. What you doing?
So he back home all the way. Cool.
That's good, man.
I'm ready for this album to drop. James Harden didn't get arrested in another country over some dumb. Oh, we talked about that. So, if you get arrested in Paris, are you stuck in Paris?
Yeah,
nigga, you arrested.
But that's what I'm saying. Can you ever come back home though?
Yeah.
Okay. They can't keep you there. Nah. Like you can't stay in jail.
They got extradite you unless you did.
That's what I thought.
Can't do no extradite.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She was that nigga that. Had to stay in Russia and get the lashings.
What?
You remember that?
No.
Yeah, man, I forgot. What? You remember that, bro?
One of them rap niggas went over to like Sweden one time.
Shit. Yeah,
they made an example out of his ass. They gave him some lashing, like 20 lashings.
They whooped him like slashing.
Nah. He was like videotaping propaganda or something.
Which one of them rap niggas went to Sweden a few years ago and was over there for a minute?
ASAP, I think.
Yeah, they was like, yeah, nigga.
Oh, yeah, ASAP was the one.
You're going to eat some of this Swiss and cheese.
So this is my question, too, Trey. I'm just asking you because, you know, you
I just fly places. Bro.
You fly places.
I just be flying.
Cause I ain't even arguing with no man. All
right, keep on mixing. I need that.
Did you just mix Quavo and Crown?
Look.
Fuck your question.
He's finna get that baby out of that one way or another.
I'm telling you, the night is the night. But so if you go to, let's say Afghanistan. Where's somewhere that you go in? That okay? I'm trying to think of somewhere. China. All right, let's say you go to China.
Okay.
You lose your passport. You lose all your identification.
You gotta go to the embassy.
But are you stuck there, though?
No, you go to... The way that it works is you lose all your shit, you gotta find the nearest embassy, go there, basically apply for all your shit, or like an emergency passport and shit like that.
But you stuck there for sure.
You stuck until you get your shit, yeah. They ain't finna let you fly with no passport.
That shit's scary.
That's your ID, nigga.
Like, how do we
know who you is?
Like, how
9/11, nigga?
But I'm saying, so can't they just look up your social? You got American social. Like, I feel like it should be easier than that.
Socials don't work like that over there.
They lost the plane for 5.5 years.
Should
niggas not going. No cab.
They got social security.
Destiny wasn't manifesting.
So this is my question. Yeah. This is my last question on that. Where can you go? I mean, let's say, what if a country tries to hold you against your will?
Then you have to get in touch with the embassy. When you're in a foreign country, you gotta get in touch with the embassy.
But how do you, like I'm saying, can you ask them, hey, take me to an embassy? What they say, no?
You a prisoner of war, nigga.
You can't call nobody?
What the fuck
you war, nigga?
You better tweet Joe Biden.
I'm saying, I got him.
Hey, Joe.
They got
me. Hey, Joe, I need you.
They got us.
I'm over
here. They did it, Joe.
They try not to get in trouble in other countries. Damn, bro, that's not easy to get out of. I know it ain't. Yeah, we're gonna get stoned in Afghanistan. You're gonna have to ninja your way out of some shit. I think it's a struggle to get a ticket and borrow on county, so I know it's like hell, I can go to jail. I'm telling you, this is crazy. Hey, see, that's the thing, like, on this was another crazy question. Cause whatever laws are here don't matter though. Like,
Look what you just broke.
You thought because you was American, the Alabama laws still apply to you over there.
I ain't gonna count. I thought when you American, you have a certain type of.
We have clemency. No, nigga, you don't.
That's what I'm thinking. I ain't gonna count. I was thinking, like, when we're American, we have some type of. Yeah.
No,
you don't.
The only beef I'm having shit, like if you like a certain person of stature, like over there or over here, when they go, you got some kind of like clemency though.
Bro, y'all seen goddamn what? The nigga Future, DJ Esco, got locked up.
No. Not no rap niggas like.
I'm human. Like,
the queen. What the motherfucker name? Harry.
Queen Elizabeth.
Prince Harry.
Harry, he come over here and just do a little crazy shit and be like, oh, you know I'm the queen, son, nigga. Like, and then he go home.
Yeah, them niggas got their
pool
because that's.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's what them niggas
do. Oh, but we don't.
Bro.
Niggas, they don't care about you.
Imagine Trevor gonna say the Prince of Wakanda.
Hey, you better be Prince Harry's assistant or something.
But civilian, you over it.
Niggas say future and Esco.
If you get stuck in prison, let's say you have to go that far. Okay, this is you get arrested.
Embassy.
Okay, you say take me to the embassy right now.
Only bet. If them folks tell you fuck no, what you gonna do?
Oh my goodness. See, that made me not want to. I thought you were going to get that Jason Bourne no.
My way.
They saying yes, but I'm thinking they saying no.
I got a Jason Bourne my way out of there. I got to get to the embassy. I'm just running.
You got to get out of there with a flashbang.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know it. The flashbang will get you out.
The ball like Batman be having. He throw that bitch down.
You got to go. You're going to be halfway up though. Yeah, get your ass.
I was just talking to somebody about it.
Trying to do some shit he seen on the video game on Hitman or something.
Cut.
I'm gonna climb a little bit. Nigga, I'm
trying to be a dynamite.
I had to show you
the
tonight.
I remember in science class, if you mix quartz and. mix quartz and sand.
You see the views on getting better? I'm coming up, bro. I'm coming up.
Yeah. So my dollar went a long way.
Well, they went a long way. They like, oh, he got $3.
Wait, what happened?
My streams are going up now. Like, my stream views on Facebook out. Just the other day I was at 5, 6 views, 8 views. Now the other day I was at 3, and now just recently I'm at 1,005.
Okay.
So $3. Eventually going up. We've been streaming. We playing pretty good, you know. Mm-hmm. But he ain't fussing at me like I'm his kid.
That's what it is. You stay with him.
He be talking to me regularly though. Sometimes
I be hopping in the chat talking regularly.
Like reckless.
I just saying ignorance. Like, you ain't see him. Nigga just peeled your muffin cap back.
He go down first, no matter what. If he goes down first, that shit don't matter. I suck.
Oh yeah.
He go down first, I suck, cause I would have been down like a couple times. Mm. But I think that's all the time.
I know if I'm dead, the game over.
Game over.
That's about all we got though.
Kevin going crazy.
That's it.
New shit coming.
All hearts and minds are clipped.
Yeah.
You got some new shit coming, bro.
Hey, he's dropping this money. I don't give a fuck if we don't have a cover. I can't keep waiting.
That should have no cover.
No cover, just blank.
Maybe get on Microsoft Paint.
Look, just train a white.
You had an R. Kelly DVD?
No. Oh, with the
blank
the white paper.
The blank.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to get you played on this Philadelphia station right now. So nice. I'm waiting.
Wait, Philadelphia? Philadelphia. I'm thinking you said Philippines. My bad.
This nigga's stupid.
You don't understand that shit I'm saying?
Yeah, like, damn, they got iHeart over there. Right. But yeah. Josh, you want to plug yourself?
Follow me on Instagram at @fry_OVO, TikTok, Twitter, all that. Purpose of the Problematic Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. Yeah, that's about it.
Mm-hmm. On all streaming services.
Yes, sir.
Travis, plugging anything. Peace and light.
So.
Jay, final words.
I think we should do a food truck.
Like I said, Jay. Get you. You should say we should do a food truck.
I think so.
You only want us to work hard so you can just play your song at the speakers and shit. You can come up with some marketing that's goddamn not making us greasy monkeys. Damn. Jay, final words.
Bye.
That's it for the 100th episode. Man, we appreciate y'all for sticking with us, man.
What question?
She got COVID.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
You gotta check on.
You ain't had COVID by now. You ain't getting it.
Yeah. Yeah. So for family, y'all send y'all love, Courtney.
Yeah,
man.
You ain't getting it.
Courtney,
if you
know,
if you got on social, send her some love, man.
I had to say something. She always get on me for not coming to work, but she called that sick.
Hey man, Juvie was a little too slow with the anthem.
Back that thing up.
Back that thing up.
It's real. Hey, what he say? Girl, you look good when you back that thing up. You a
Nigga, Mia S came on. You finna go, but Mia S came on there and said,
I know that.
She said, if you wanna smash some dude named Scott, go get the shot. That's what Mia X said.
That's who that was.
Yeah.
Are you working with some bad shit?
I wasn't even. I was like, who is this? Why they got hung up?
They got one of the old hood R&B artists, R&B singer.
Is you vaccinated?
He still got it.
Who asking that? Who about to smash him? I'd be like, hey, you vaccinated?
I don't know.
Yeah, you working with that ass shit. He's your bag shit.
I ain't true. I can fuck
girl,
with
you look good when you back that thing.
Hello?
I can fuck the COVID. Y'all niggas sick. I can fuck the COVID. Fuck that. I'm just talking. Look. Anyway, man, we appreciate y'all for sticking with us, man. We're 100 episodes deep. We can't wait to go another 100, man.
Oh, yeah.
We could have went 100 without that one.
As always, remember to comment, share, like, and repost. Give a little ignorance to somebody
who
needed the most. This is the Soul for Ignorance podcast. You are just loud. I told you not even to show up.
So you need to say, see you next week.